NPR.
It is tough to be a renter in this economy. Rental prices today are up about 20% higher than they were compared to late 2019, just before the start of the pandemic. And of course, there are a lot of reasons for this. Not enough available apartment units, zoning regulations that make new ones hard to build, buying a home is unaffordable. But of all the things that could potentially be driving up rental prices, here's one that you might not have considered. Algorithms.
According to more than 20 lawsuits, some of the country's biggest property management companies are accused of colluding to raise rental prices. And not by cutting deals with each other, but by using a particular piece of software. Brian Schwab is the attorney general in Washington, D.C., and his office is one of the latest to make this argument.
If a group of landlords got together in a smoke-filled room and decided to talk amongst themselves about who's going to set what rents, nobody would have any struggle in their mind seeing that as a anti-competitive violation of antitrust statutes.
And yet he claims that the software made by a company called RealPage enables landlords to do just that, but virtually. This is The Indicator for Planet Money. I'm Adrian Ma.
And I'm Weilin Wong. Today on the show, we'll explain the allegations and why this case is challenging typical notions of collusion and cartel behavior.
This message comes from Apple Card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase. That's 3% on products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. This spring, Mint Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. Go to mintmobile.com/indicator. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
One of the biggest ways the federal government tries to regulate the marketplace is through antitrust law. Now, technically, I went to law school about a decade or so ago, and if I had to draw upon all the learnings from my antitrust class and sum up this very complex and rich body of jurisprudence, I think it would just be four words. Competition good, collusion bad.
I bet you wrote the pithiest law review articles.
Well, I was never actually on law review.
Now, luckily, we don't just have to rely on Adrian Ma Esquire here. We've got Maurice Stuckey. He's a law professor at the University of Tennessee who specializes in antitrust law.
Collusion is one of those no-brainers. It doesn't really benefit workers, doesn't benefit consumers when companies collude on wages or collude on pricing. And invariably, a few benefit at the expense of many.
Well, and that is exactly what I said.
You just said it in much pithier terms.
Yeah, let's go with that. So the law obviously frowns upon collusion. And Maurice says there are lots of ways parties can collude. But really, the classic version is the so-called hub-and-spoke model of collusion.
So hub-and-spoke is something very old to the law. It's your basic conspiracy. Imagine you're going to have a bank robbery. The last thing you want to do is bring all the conspirators into the room, and they would then say, you're going to do this, you're going to do that.
But isn't that what they do in the movies? Like the Ocean's 11 people, like, gather around a big map on a table?
Yeah, but it's very dumb from a practical standpoint.
As a Fast and the Furious super fan, I'm personally offended by that. But anyway, Marie says if all the conspirators are directly connected with each other, that means if any one gets arrested, the rest become vulnerable. Smart co-conspirators would go through an intermediary, separate but together, like the hub and spokes of a wheel. And Marie says this model doesn't just apply to bank robbers or drug cartels. It also applies to price cartels. That's where parties collude by agreeing not to compete with each other so they can raise prices on customers.
And here's where we get back to the lawsuits against RealPage, the company that makes that algorithmic price-setting software used by landlords and property managers all around the country. Now, a key issue in these cases is whether RealPage's software is facilitating collusion between landlords, like whether RealPage is the hub and landlords are the spokes. And to understand this argument, it helps to know a little bit about how the software works and what landlords are able to do with it. So before landlords had software to help them decide, like, what they were going to charge potential tenants, they had to rely on publicly available information or manually request information to scout out other property listings. So pricing was sort of a trial and error proposition for them.
But in recent years, a lot of property managers started using algorithmic pricing software like the one made by RealPage. Here's audio from one of their promo videos.
RealPage's AI revenue management has been market tested and proven to help ensure you outperform in every type of market. It's the first pricing optimization tool to fully employ AI and machine learning that delivers precise...
Part of RealPage's secret sauce is that its pricing algorithm doesn't just factor in public information, but also private information, information provided by the landlords. And by private information, we're talking about the kind of info landlords generally want to keep hidden from their competitors. Things like vacancy rates, what leases are expiring, what renters actually pay in rent as opposed to what's advertised. Armed with this data, RealPage's pitch to landlords is... Trust the algorithm, let us do the math. Our software will tell you the optimal price you should charge for any given unit on any given day. You'll make more money, easy peasy.
Yeah, and in fact, RealPage says its software routinely helps landlords, quote, outperform the market by 2 to 5%. And this has made the software incredibly popular with property managers.
You have over 40 markets in the United States whereby anywhere between 30 to 60% of the multifamily apartment units are using RealPage as their pricing algorithm.
And this popularity itself is not necessarily a problem, except those suing RealPage believe this software is essentially facilitating a price-fixing scheme, that the company makes a big deal about customers being disciplined, sticking to the software's recommended price. And it's alleged the company has even kicked customers off the platform for deviating too often.
Now, humans aren't necessarily making the decision. They're giving it to an algorithm.
And Maurice says that's particularly a concern in cities where RealPage is used by a high percentage of landlords.
Because it's no longer responding to the market. It now, in fact, becomes the market as more competitors are using it.
We reached out to RealPage for comment, but it hasn't responded.
But RealPage denies that it's violating the law, and it says that property managers are free to disregard its price recommendations. But as of a couple weeks ago, a federal judge has said it will have to make that argument in court. Meanwhile, the U.S. Department of Justice says it's following the case.
You know, Waylon, what's interesting about this case, though, is not just that it raises kind of novel questions of law, but also of basic econ vocab, right? Like, the plaintiffs allege that the landlords and RealPage are essentially behaving as a cartel. But Luis Quintero says this does not fit the classic definition. Luis is an economist at Johns Hopkins University who studies real estate competition.
So this is a challenging instance because there is no smoky back room, but the algorithm in itself, it's the smoky back room. And it might be true that the company owners are not aware that they were colluding, or they're not actively colluding, and therefore not satisfying the traditional definition of a cartel, but the impact on the market is the same. And so we have a situation where technology is changing faster than both our legislation and regulation, and even our understanding of economic concepts.
Luis says algorithmic pricing is becoming more and more common. Studies have shown how it led to higher prices at gas stations in Europe and on e-commerce platforms.
And in the U.S., there has been more litigation. Recently, there have been lawsuits over algorithmic pricing software used by student housing providers and hotels on the Vegas Strip. And with all this in mind, Luis says it might be time for us to consider whether our laws and even some of our econ terms need an update.
This episode was produced by Corey Bridges with engineering by Neil Rauch. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Kicking Cannon is our editor, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election: guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.